There you go. Freddie Mercury, Living on My Own here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Happy Monday, everybody. It looks like it's going to be a half-decent one as well, so
yeah,
it does.
Decent weekend, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a break. The normality has been restored and resumed.
Yeah, the weather is back. Well and truly back.
Yeah,
because
the weather is back.
The prediction was that it was only going to hit from like midweek. Wasn't it of this week?
Yeah, but
that's when it was going to get good.
I suppose when Liverpool aren't champions, things go back to normal.
Oh my God.
Everybody's in a bit of a spring in their step.
Did you make 30 seconds?
What are you talking about?
Did you make 30 seconds?
You caught it up.
I'm talking about the weather.
Yeah, right. We all know what you really meant. That's the truth, isn't it?
Oh, unbelievable.
God.
Unbelievable.
He's sitting there in his United onesie and all this morning. Well, you wouldn't be doing that either now, in fairness. They kind of, whoa, what a bunch of idiots. Well, there you go.
Yeah. To be honest with you, yeah. The expression glass houses and throwing stones.
Today, yeah. But anyway, we've been City supporters. I think we're very vocal about that.
Who was it you were supporting last week? Tottenham Ham.
Yeah. Tottenham Ham Rovers, isn't that it? Hot Rovers. Tottenham Hot Rovers. Yeah, so I'm waiting for them to hopefully win the Champions League.
Oh, dear Lord. Anyway, welcome along. It is a fresh week. Monday here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 6:09. It's good to have you along, folks. Hopefully you got a chance to enjoy a bit of the weekend. A bit of that sunshine. It was sunshine everywhere, was it? It wasn't just kind of the East Coast or anything. It was all over the place.
I think it was pretty much widespread. I think so,
cool.
Yeah.
Good
it
stuff.
Was lovely, so it was.
087-188-0008, by the way. If you want to give us a shout for any reason, feel free at any stage. And of course, since we didn't get a chance to do it officially ourselves, thanks very much for all of the efforts last week with the money that you raised for Make-A-Wish Ireland. That was incredible stuff.
Unbelievable, yes. So thanks. What did it end up at? 53,000 or something?
Well, it was 56, I think.
56?
Yeah, when Damien announced it. But it went over 60.
Stop.
It went over 60.
It did not.
It did, yeah, and was still coming in. So,
wow.
Phenomenal
that's
result.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, everyone. That was an amazing, amazing week for making the monies. There
it
you go.
It was very special.
That's me being all articulate. Look, I'm so much more articulate when I'm hurling abuse at Liverpool. And then it comes to something as good as Make-A-Wish. Thanks for all the monies.
Yeah, Deacon Blue and Dignity here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. It's 6:14. Good to have you along, folks. Couple of shout-outs. Hi to Derek, the taxi driver. Looks like he might be out around the airport, neck of the woods, maybe.
Oh, very good, yeah.
He says, the sky is busy. There's a lot of the old chemtrails in the sky there,
oh,
BJ.
Oh, chemtrails. Woo, yeah.
JP,
don't take a deep breath around there.
JP he's not feeling up for it. Obviously, his weekend went way too fast. He's got a touch of the Monday blues.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Rory in Galway's making excuses. Morning, lads. Just got back from Mallorca on Saturday after a week away. I searched everywhere for sticks of rock, but had no luck.
Don't worry about it.
You didn't try hard enough, Rory.
Well, okay, yeah, I'll go with Jim's thing. Well, you obviously weren't trying enough that hard there. Sticks of rock everywhere. God's sake, man.
Even in Mallorca. Morning to English Ian, and morning to Margaret as well, who's been on. The app apparently has given her grief. We'll pass that on to the people with the spanners.
I was heard a bit of that yesterday, actually, so, yeah. We'll try, the people with the spanners and
the sellotape
and tool belts, we'll let them know about it.
Yeah, good stuff. Right, are you ready for the birthdays?
I guess so, yeah.
I tell you, there's some biggies in here. For you, right? And then I put in a bonus one at the end, just in case you might need it.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to need it, obviously.
Anyway, first one up, Johnny Logan.
Johnny Logan!
I mean, literally your hero from all sorts of ways.
Loads of different ways.
Yeah.
The white tuxedo. Get out of it, will you? Singing the Help Me in the Right Place. Oh, is that What's Another Year? I don't know, whatever one it was. He was dressed all in white anyway.
Yeah,
I think it was Hold Me Now.
Yeah. That's what I would have thought.
I think it is Hold Me Now, yeah.
So what did he wear for
the last time? Oh,
yeah. Arguably the greatest Eurovision song ever.
Oh, arguably. Sure, yeah. Absolutely, 100% definitely, I'd say. He's hat-tricked to Eurovision. Will you stop?
Oh, yeah, and I know what I'm saying. That song.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what other Eurovision song? I mean, you know, Waterloo for ABBA.
Yeah, that's...
That's it, really.
That's it.
Anyway,
yeah, that's
Johnny Logan, I think, tops it. Hold Me Now, I think, is the greatest Eurovision song.
And he's our version of David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
He's Ireland's answer to David Hasselhoff, isn't
Correct.
He?
Correct.
Like, he was all that cool in all the right places, surviving all those decades with all those different faces. I'm writing a song here myself. This is my new Eurovision
wow,
song.
Wow, I'm impressed.
My new Eurovision entry. That's me, Jake Eurovision entry. Remember we were talking about that?
That's right. That's a goer.
Oh, all those songs in all those different places. Surviving all the decades with so many faces. I tell you.
Wow, he's got serious competition.
Yeah. For the last time, what is it? Recreate me now. Again. It's not the 90s anymore. Yeah, I tell you, it's Johnny Logan. See, the inspiration of the man.
He's just...
I've just written the song because I heard his name.
And now, of course, apart from all of that heroics, your association with Bohemians Football Club.
And him, the most famous of Bohemians fans, you would say. So, what a man. I'm going to say he's like... This is hard. 56.
You're being a tad generous.
Am I?
He's 65.
Really?
Yeah. I know, I was kind of surprised by that myself. I have to do a double check on that.
A man that can rock leather trousers in his mid-60s is a man that's doing the world right.
He looks well on it. He looks well on it.
Wow.
Right.
Way off.
From one of your ultimate singing heroes to a man that you have called out as a sham. Despite the fact that he has positively legendary status in the music world.
What?
Stevie Wonder is celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, Stevie Blunder, eh? Stevie Blunder. Yeah.
I mean, he's only won the 22 Grammy Awards.
Yeah. Yeah, of course he has.
It's only the most ever won by any solo artist in the history of music.
Yeah, I know.
But you think he's a sham.
Yeah, and he's only not blind. And he's only been letting on. And I tell you something, in this day and age, Stevie Blunder, you want to watch yourself. I've seen the video. Like, he's on stage, the mic stand goes, he grabs it, he sees a fall, he grabs it, and he goes, oh, jeez, I'm not the main, I'm messing up. You'll see, it's out there for anyone to see.
I've seen it myself, actually.
I know this sounds like I'm all Jim O'Doherty conspiracy theorist now, I know it sounds like that.
Right.
But I've seen the video, Jim. And I wouldn't be too surprised if he was one of those lizard people. He's getting away with it for too long. All acting the whole, happy birthday to you. And all this, you know.
Yeah.
He's all up there looking like a nice fella. He's letting on.
Wow, you've been called out.
You've been called out, yeah. I tell you something.
What you need to do is you need to gather. We need to get maybe a book on the go of all of the people that you have called out as shams.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, because like we've De Niro and Pacino.
Oh, yes, I forgot about them.
Sean Connery. Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'm forgetting loads of them.
Well, come on now. If you have to pretend you're blind to get a career, do you know what I mean? Let the music speak for itself. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. It's an awful... Hey, Joe, something. We've wandered into an area where even I don't know how much trouble we're in.
He literally, if he had a guide dog, the guide dog would be walking around going, oh, there's nothing to do here. He's always pointing me around the place. Guide dog be pointing, I'm doing this. You know, the sign across his neck, shh, say nothing. And sure, then, of course, the guide dog be in trouble. Do you know why? Because Stevie would be able to see what he was doing. So that's all I'm saying.
Right. So how old?
Blind fella's never had anything to help him walk. He never had a cane or nothing. He's just walking around. Are you blind? Yeah, pretty blind, yeah. Just going to rock over the road. They'll be back in a minute. Are you, Stevie? Do you see a flaw in your plot here? Because we do. I got to say...
How old is he?
The El Chancellor is like 72.
He's 69.
Woo! Okay, 69.
Right, let's pass through a couple of these. What about Harvey Keitel? Would he be on your radar?
Oh, yeah, he's a great actor. He's one of those actors who always plays a bad guy as well.
Yeah. Has he ever done anything other than be a bad guy?
I don't think so. He's like a Joe Pesci kind of fella. Even though Joe Pesci has done the odd good guy here and there.
Well, Joe Pesci's done sort of comedy.
Cousin Vinny and stuff, yeah.
Harvey Keitel really could only ever be a bad guy.
Shooting people, yeah.
Although I suppose he could be a cop.
He has been a cop, but a bad cop. Didn't he play the crooked cop or terrible cop or bad cop or something? The bad lieutenant, wasn't that him?
Oh, right, okay.
I think that was him, yeah. The terrible cop. Terrible. Oh my God, that's how you know you're getting old.
That's a movie.
Saw that movie there. The Terrible Guard with Harvey Keitel in it.
Yeah. Harvey Kettle.
Yeah, Harvey the Kettle.
Speaking of which, stick with on, will you? I'll have a cup of tea.
It's about an awful superintendent in America. The Terrible Kettle. Something like that.
Yeah, pardon me. It's a shocking cup of tea.
I gotta say, he's older enough.
Yeah.
He's 72.
It's a milestone, buddy. He's 80.
Whoa.
80.
Wow.
Right, I've two quick ones to finish for you, right? One is, you're a fan of Richard and Judy, are you?
Very much. Who wouldn't like the delectable couple of Richard and Judy?
Well, it's his birthday today. Richard Madeley.
Oh, still him doing Ali G with that impression. When he's ever seen that, it's one of the most cringeworthy pieces of TV in the history of the world.
Yeah.
How's that?
He's
man?
Like, I think most people think of him as sort of like the real life Alan Partridge.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. A little bit.
Yeah. In fact, I wonder was he based on him or anything?
I might have been. Like, he is a bit, he's so wonderfully naff. I think that's why he was brilliant to watch him.
It's super cheese.
Yeah,
it's
and then fantastic. There was all this thing that she was like 34 years older than him and all. Remember that was a rumour going
she
around?
She is definitely older though, is she? Or?
Is she? I don't know.
I don't know. She definitely looks like, you know,
terrible.
Take your son to work day.
It looked like he was just having a, he's just a monster, one of them monster long lads in school going to his communion. You know the way he'd be going to the communions and there was always one lad. You're going, is that the father? Or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he'd have a communion soup, but because he was so long, he'd almost looked like a pair of three quarter lengths on him.
Yeah, exactly.
The trousers and the white slip ons. Hello!
What a brilliant description of Richard Madeley.
Yeah, yeah. He's like a 6'5", 11 year old.
11 year old.
But I've got to say, he's 15. Oh, yeah. He's 61.
63. That's not a bad effort. Right, final official one for you is, I suppose now, I think he's still part of that squad, so I'm assuming he'll get some sort of a medal. Is Yaya Toure still at
Man
City?
Yeah.
He only retired, officially retired quite recently, didn't he, from football.
Yeah, so he's still young enough. Yaya Toure. What a great song, it fits him perfectly.
Yeah.
It's gone around, everybody does it though. Then, I was going to say something controversial there. I think I'll back off.
If you don't mind.
If I'll back off.
I think we've run out of controversy paper.
It's literally not even 6:30 on a Monday. But I got, what if, imagine, 37.
Oh, 36.
Oh, really?
36, right. Okay. So that's the official birthdays in which you got none, okay? But there
Brilliant.
Is a bonus
no
birthday.
No need to bring that up.
There is a bonus birthday for you, right? And it's, I don't expect you necessarily to know this guy, although you'd be a fan of some of his tunes. He's an American harmonica player with the Jay Giles band. Remember the Jay Giles band, Centerfold and all that sort of stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And you have a chance to guess his age for no other reason than his name is, officially, Magic Dick.
Magic Dick! You're joking.
I'm deadly serious. Magic Dick is apparently the American harmonica player with the Jay Giles band.
Magic
and
Dick.
Just... as a bonus, you can have a guess at his age.
Imagine, are you proud of me, ma? Well, you're good at blowing into that thing, I suppose.
Yeah.
Imagine, yeah. But yeah. I'm playing, I'm with the Jake Isles band, I've been travelling all over the world. Yeah. What do you want me to write in your card for your birthday? I'm not writing the magic. I'm not doing it. In fact, I'm not writing the dick either. You've let the family down. I'll call you Super Willy instead. Super Willy. There's another band somewhere with Super Willy at the end, a harmonica player, and the two of them have been rivals for ages. That'd be brilliant, isn't it?
The ultimate celebrity death match.
When they join, they go, the devil will be at the gates. Okay, one of you is going to hell. Is it going to be Magic Dick or Super Willy? Play. It'll be like the banjo.
Dueling banjos. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on Super Willy's side because Magic Dick's a stupid name. Right, I'm going to say Magic Dick. I have the rashers. He's 67.
He's 74.
Go on, Magic Dick.
That's your News and Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. 6:33. How are you, John?
Very good. Happy Monday morning.
Happy morning to Mondays.
Happy Monday to you. Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Summer. Glorious. You know the old daylight out there.
Yeah. Takes the edge off having to come in work with us, doesn't it, when you can have a little bit of daylight.
Oh, no. Absolutely enticed by the prospect.
Yeah.
Ah, you lie so well.
I don't know.
You scare us.
Not at all. It was absolutely marvellous prospect last night at... what time is it? Half nine. That was
half nine. Going to bed.
Going to bed. Yeah.
Yeah. Quite disciplined.
Thing.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, and it's been as bright as this. Going to bed at 9:30 as well.
It was actually. Yeah, and there was kids roaring outside and all the rest of us. So we had to battle all the elements.
Yeah.
I tell you something, John. What's amazing about John is he's an amazing ability to talk about something that we're not involved in and still make it sound like an insult.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know how to take that, but perhaps you're right.
Yeah. Let me just tell you about what having to work with you people does to my life.
Let me
life.
Tell you about something else that's my equally psyche. Painful.
My psyche is now, you know, somewhat impacted.
Right. That. I feel like we should apologise, PJ.
Yeah, not we're sorry, John.
No, yeah, sorry, sorry.
You're happy, PJ, anyway, with the old football.
Yesterday. Oh, jeepers, normality has resumed. My favourite tweet yesterday was Everton congratulating Manchester City.
Yes, they were the quickest club to do so.
They were, of course. Yeah. I don't know why. It was
within a minute or something. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. So that was brilliant. So thank God for that. Thank God, normality.
Are you an Everton supporter, John?
Funnily enough, yes. I saw several people yesterday wearing red uniforms. I thought it was very funny.
Red
I was literally
red uniforms.
Because that's all they are. Look at the state of the monastery.
Craig David, fill me in here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We had your Get Up and Go song from Kylie Minogue, Hand on Your Heart, just ahead of that. 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout, whatever's going on for you this morning. It looks like it could be a decent day, decent few days actually over the next little while.
It does, yeah.
It's a good thing.
Looks like things have definitely gone summery on us, which isn't bad at all. I'm into that now. Came in there the bike this morning and all, it was a lovely spin, so it was.
On the bicycle?
The motor bicycle, yeah.
Yeah, the motorised bicycle.
The motorised bicycle is the way to travel, yeah, these times of year, for sure.
Listen, Jeanette's been on. You know the way we're talking about Harvey Keitel and it being his birthday and the fact that we thought he'd always played a bad guy.
Yeah.
He plays a good bad guy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But apparently he was definitely a good guy at some stage. He was a priest. Well, thanks, Jeanette, but I think that's... Anyway. in the vampire movie From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, was he?
According to Jeanette from Dunedee in Kildare.
There you go. I don't know. I never saw that movie.
No.
I like me zombies, but I'm not too sure about vampires. You know what I mean? I'd be fussy when it comes to my fictional animals and creatures of the night. You know,
as to whether you approve of them or not.
Well, I've been being a horror movie aficionado sometimes, especially these days. I watched a terrible horror movie last night. Oh God, it was brutal.
What was it called?
It was called The Haunting of... What was her name? Susan something, was it? The Haunting... It's a stupid film.
Well, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen the...
Haunting of Sharon Tate. That's what it's called.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't get around to watching
Absolutely
it yet.
Absolutely brutal.
Is it?
Brutal. The worst film I've ever seen. I loved it. So I watched that last
week. Are you serious?
Yeah.
You loved it?
Yeah,
after giving out about it being so rubbish.
It's the worst film I've... It's probably the worst film I've ever seen, yeah. Loved it. Loved it.
How can you even do that? It's the worst film you've ever seen, and you loved it.
Yeah. Like, you know, that's the sort of half the pleasure with horror movies, aren't they? Horror movies are terrible. So, but I loved them.
Yeah.
So sometimes you watch.
But does that not mean that you don't think they're terrible then?
No, you'd think they were terrible. Like, you know, at one point I was sitting there going, "Jeez, I hope I make it to the end of this now. This is really bad." And I did. I made it. And I was like, "Fair play to you, PJ. That was tough going, but you hung in there."
Yeah. And now you claim you loved it.
And I loved it. It was so spectacularly bad. Just think. I think I've sat through more. It's nearly like. I've sat through so many bad movies now. I think I'm building up a tolerance. I'm good at it, like.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I do understand the principle of sort of accepting that. Like, say, for example, you know the old popcorn munchers?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's the old put your brain in neutral.
Exactly.
Just watch
talking.
It for what it is. For all of the explosions or the car chases or the whatever goes on.
Yeah,
the
madness, yeah, yeah.
The
that.
Madness of the special effects or, you know, or the fact that they've created stuff that couldn't ever be created or whatever it is. I get the idea of parking your
brilliant,
you know,
yeah.
And then you watch it and it's kind of, but to actually think this movie is terrible.
And
I love it.
Yeah, worst one I've ever seen. Loved it.
That's the new one on me, I have to say.
Oh no, that's the way forward. Yeah, because they're going. I've literally learned nothing, gained nothing. Forgot anxiety a little bit now. I didn't have that before I turned this on, but I made it to the end.
Wow.
And I loved it.
That's Netflix, if you're listening, you can put that on the promo. So
after this conversation,
for The Haunting of Sharon Tate.
Yeah, after this conversation, I tell you, I might watch it again tonight.
It's reminded you how much you've loved it.
In case I missed anything worth missing, I gotta watch it again tonight.
Anyway.
Well, you get a few friends around.
087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout, whatever's going on for you today. Tell you what we have for you. Of course, it's a Double Money Monday on the Hit Bit, so that's on the way. I think we're over. Are we at 1,600 quid?
Oh, we would be at least, yeah. 1,600 quid, yeah. That's
lovely.
What we're on.
1,600 quid. Brand new breakfast table quiz. We'll give you details of what we have in store for
it's
you.
It's a big
on
one.
Of the breakfast table quiz?
Big one, yeah.
What is it?
Isn't it Helsinki?
Oh, it's the flights.
It is, yeah.
That's right.
Flights to Helsinki, off to Finland, yeah.
Well,
Finderland,
done,
as Jake Stevens used to call it.
My God.
You do
realise.
Off to Finderland.
You know that that sounded... It was very professional on your behalf.
What do you mean?
You got to be careful there.
Well, because I knew about Finland.
Remembering, like, what the competitions are and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, that wasn't me, really. That
well
was
done.
Yeah. Yeah, that was me just trying to distract
impressed.
From this terrible movie I saw. Don't know if I told you about.
Right, so there you go. We could be sending you off on flights to Helsinki.
Yeah,
courtesy
yeah.
of Finnair. That's on the way for the breakfast table quiz. Also, one of PJ's favourites, Madness. How would you like to see them in concert?
Yeah.
And what's more, I think as part of this prize, because they are literally playing outside PJ's door, I think you get to go and visit the great man.
Woohoo!
You get a tour of his house.
Yeah.
PJ brings you in, lets you use the toilet, gives you tea.
Makes you watch a terrible movie.
Yeah, you can sit down and watch The Haunting of Sharon Tate with him. But most importantly, you can see Madness, the Lightning Seeds, and Something Happens on the 1st of June in Dunleary. That's the bank holiday weekend, so we've got tickets for you to win on that today as well.
So there you go. So it's all, we're giving away everything today. Giving away absolutely everything.
It's all good. And whatever you're having yourself, 087-188-0008. David Guetta and Kelly Rowland, when love takes over here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Hopefully you're in good form heading into the week. Somebody has been on, Kev the Spurs fan has been on.
Yeah.
Because he's got a dilemma, PJ.
Oh no, what's your dilemma, Kev?
His dilemma is that he has tickets. You know the way we're giving tickets away for Madness on the 1st of June?
Yeah.
So he has his tickets for Madness on the 1st of June.
He's right.
He would have planned to be there to see Madness 1st of June, Dunleary, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
Except he also has the Champions League final on the same day.
Well, you can always sell your tickets, I suppose. You know,
To be honest with you, he doesn't have tickets for the Champions League final. It's not like he could be in Madrid.
No, but you can't miss it. Madness are incredible. They are, and all that. And I definitely want to go to this gig. I'm mad to go to this gig. But let's be honest, if you support the team
and
that you're
in the Champions League
and they're in the Champions League final, surely that's the priority.
Yeah.
You would think that's it. I have to watch it. I just go home and watch it.
There's probably, to be fair, no disrespect to Kevin, to the Spurs and their fantastic season, there's probably going to be other chances to see Madness.
You know what I mean.
And I mean, look, Spurs may well yet be in many, many Champions League finals to come. Who knows? But,
Don't lose the run of yourself, Nelson. Yeah, you're gone a bit mad there. Did you see what you did? This is why I'm telling you. Yeah, one of these things is once in a lifetime, is all I'm telling you, Mr. Spurs fan.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah, Rhythm is a Dancer from Snap here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 13th of May, 10 and a half minutes past 7. Folks, thanks for being with us. So 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Remember, tickets for Madness, their concert in Dunleary on the 1st of June. The Lightning Seeds and Something Happens on that bill as well. Great lineup.
That's
one of the best of the three.
Ah, yeah, I have to say, yeah. I'd love to go to that now. I think I'll be trying to scald a few of them. How do I enter? What do I do?
All will be revealed.
Well, yeah. Okay,
that's on the way.
I can't enter, so I know the answer, so it's no good.
Also, of course, Double Money Monday on the Hit Bit before 8 o'clock this morning. ClassicHits.ie if you want to have a little listen to that, get ahead of the game. But In the meantime,
right. Now, none of us are getting any younger. That's fair to say that, right?
Yes.
But there is this big Facebook page, and it is pretty big. It's like, 1.2 million people on it, right?
Okay.
It's working as if it's its own independent website. It's called Eat This, Not That. And it's all about eating and our eating habits and what we should do and what we shouldn't do and how we should carry on, blah, 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 right?
Okay.
And according to Eat This, Not That, kind of rolls off the tongue, actually, Eat This, Not That. Here are foods that you should not be eating after the age of 30.
Right.
So these
are off limits to us.
So once you pass 30, that's it, right? You got to start looking after yourself in a way maybe you didn't beforehand, is kind of the suggestion here.
Right.
Which means that once you get to Jim's age, you shouldn't be having anything else, only liquidised nuggets and a spoonful of mashed potato. Maybe a yogurt or something.
Why did I know this was going to go this direction?
Unbelievable. I don't know, Jim.
I was going to be at the butt of this.
So there you go. Now, the reasons they say they're high in salts, low in nutrition, too much sugar, not enough vitamins, risk of cancer, yada, 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 all these reasons, right? It goes on and on and on, right?
Okay. And does it get progressively worse? Is it like foods after 30, foods after 40, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, you know something? I'm going to have a look at that because I bet you it does.
Oh, the ones you have are only after...
These are the 30s now,
And are they all delicious foods?
I'll give you a taste or sample. What Chinese takeaways is there?
You can't have a Chinese takeaway once you're over 30.
Definitely not. You're not even allowed to look at chopsticks. No, you can't. That's out. Bagels and white bread.
Wow.
This is a pretty comprehensive... I mean, even before I get into this, this is a pretty comprehensive list, right?
Of all foods.
Yeah, so I want you to think about what joy would be lost. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't even have a veggie burger.
What?
Yeah, Jim, you're going to hate this one. Are you ready? Sitting down, you are, yeah?
Yeah.
Bacon, it's gone.
You're joking.
No bacon.
You can't have rashers after 30.
Cannot have rashers. Cannot have chips. Cannot have canned soup. Breakfast pastries. Charred meat. You can't have any fizzy drinks. Oreos, you can't have them. Alcohol, that's gone too. Sort yourself out. Bagels and white bread, said that. Iced coffee. Can't even have iced coffee. Never mind a warm coffee. That's gone too. This is after 30 now.
My God.
Just to reiterate again. 30's pretty young.
Yes, very right? young, we'd say.
You can't have sugar-free snacks. So not only are sugary snacks gone, sugar-free.
Sugar-free is bad.
Yeah. Frozen diet meals. Oh, Jesus, who'd want them? Pancake syrup. So you can have the pancakes, but dry.
Dry pancakes,
okay. That's it. No soy sauce, no salami, no sports drinks, no processed peanut butter. Woo! Goes like no weight loss bars, no canned fruit, no coffee creamer, no spaghetti sauce, no spaghetti sauce. No, can I just say that again? No spaghetti sauce. So you can have pasta.
Yeah, dry.
Yeah, with something on it. That's not banned. What's that? What could you have on it? That's
olive
not
oil.
Yeah, pasta, olive oil, and a bit of oregano. Oregano, or whatever Americans
oregano.
Call it. Yeah, but you like the way Americans call it.
Oregano.
Oregano. Do you like oregano? Oregano.
Come here, somebody's just posed a very good question. If you're not allowed to have a Chinese takeaway over the age of 30, what do Chinese people eat when they turn 30?
They have to cook at home.
If you can get a stay home and cook it.
Yeah, I think that's it, yeah. But that's it. I mean, that to me is mad, right?
That's a ridiculously long list of just about everything.
Yeah. Oh, it is, yeah.
I mean, if you can't even have a veggie burger.
And this is 30s, right?
Yeah.
And you get into the 40s.
You can't have sugar-free things.
And then you get into the 40s, it gets really specific. Coffee's on it. Dark chocolate's on it. Tomatoes.
You can't have
tomatoes
coffee.
Are on it, apparently.
Coffee, which has been
watermelon.
Proven to be a superfood.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Liver. Oh, dear, you're all right. You don't want that. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Michael, be dreading his 40s. Avocados on it.
Oh, that's at the end of that.
Oh, Mike, yeah. Avocados full of monosaturated fats to help work really. Oh, yeah, that's all. Yeah. That's the. What?
Are you sure you're not reading the list of foods you should have?
No, I'm not doing that. Bloody hell. No. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. I was there for a second. What means you? Oh, yeah. Hold on. That's the wrong list. I was looking at the good list. Here be me getting a McDonald's because I don't want to have an avocado and put myself in danger. Alright, so pulled pork sandwiches, there you go. After 40, actually look, after 30 if you were to stick by the other stuff, you'd never be allowed near them. Deep fried anything, that's off the list.
Yeah. That was always going to be there.
Jeez, I swear, with pizza of course, yeah. God almighty. So what's, why? I'll find a list of stuff you're actually allowed to eat, will I?
Yeah.
Especially, I'm 50, I'm fine with after 50
as
well.
It's not that I'd normally ever doubt your ability to get something right, but I just want to be sure that that list you're reading for foods you're not allowed after 30 is correct.
That is definitely not allowed to eat after 30. Right, we'll find a list. What age is Jim now? He's 73 or something, isn't it? We'll find a list for that. For Jim's age, after 50.
Two items on us.
Yeah, it'll just be
bread and water.
It'll just be soft food, carbs, nothing else.
Love Fool from the Cardigans here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 19 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. Yeah, not getting a great reaction, quite right too. People on the text saying about that list. It still sounds ridiculous.
It sounds ridiculous, it
this
does.
This list of foods that allegedly you should avoid after the age of 30, apparently according to this big Facebook page that has, a million and something followers?
Yeah, boy, 1.2 million, yeah.
1.2 million followers on this, and it's called what? Eat This, Not That.
Eat This, Not That, yeah.
And they've literally listed just about everything.
I know. And then Dan in Cork makes a valid point. He says, to be fair, PJ, most of the foods you on that list, they weren't even invented when Jim turned 30. Yeah, so I know what you mean.
Like what, for example?
Well, there was no such thing as probably a veggie burger, was there?
A veggie burger.
Back when, 40-odd years ago, or 50 years ago when you turned 30. Was there? So I found the list of 50, the stuff you can't eat after 50.
Right.
And to be honest, Jim,
there's nothing left.
There's essentially for you now, like, there's nothing left. Pickles. Can't eat pickles, which are essentially cucumbers.
That's okay.
Potatoes. Potatoes are on the list.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it says they're so starchy.
I don't know
right?
if I'd miss them that much. Although I suppose it's chips.
Ah, you would. Imagine never being able
imagine
to eat chips again.
I mean, potatoes in Ireland. My God.
Yeah. Here's another one that's going to make you suffer. Butter.
Butter.
So you
I do
can't
like
eat
a bit
butter.
Of butter.
Let's be honest. Butter
although
is...
Although if you've already not been allowed to eat bread and you're not allowed to eat potatoes, what else are you going to put your butter on?
Just the back of your hand. to give yourself something to lick.
Unless you want to lick it off a knife, yeah.
It's unreal. Deli meats, so you can't have the likes of sliced
ham.
Can't have sliced ham. Can't have sliced pastrami. Any of that. No, that's gone. That's out of the way. Because as opposed to normal meat, which is banned after some of the authorities list.
Exactly.
Now, this one's got added salt and all of that to help preserve it. So that's gone as
but
well.
But your life was over when you said you weren't allowed to have rashers.
Well, there you go. That's on this list as well. As is frozen vegetables. So you're not even allowed...
Frozen vegetables?
Yeah, you can't now. Because sometimes they add a little bit of salt. So there you go. So if you're over 50... If you're over 50, cherries, you can't even eat cherries for some reason.
Right. So they've literally removed fruit and veg, which are supposed to be the healthiest foods in the world. They've removed them from the list.
Yeah, chicken skin as well. If you're over 50, you can't eat the skin of a chicken. Well, the only thing you're allowed to eat is a chicken breast on its own, with nothing else.
Yeah.
With home cooked veg, that's it.
You can't even have any veg.
Dear God. Ah, these lists are rubbish, isn't it? Like, and the thing is, you know, people that live with these lists.
And there's 1.2 million followers on this.
1.2 million people, yeah. And grapes are on it. You're not allowed to even have a grape.
1.2 million idiots.
You can't even have a grape when you're after 50. It really makes you want to live a long, good life, doesn't it? Really does. And then you see those people, and you know, in Ireland and stuff, and you think, They shoot these lists into nonsense, because you know you see them, the centurions or centurions. Yeah. Centurions. Yeah. You know the way they get to 105 or 106 and you see them, but they get their letter from Micheál Ó Muirchertach. No, that's not the president. Micheál Ó Muirchertach, the president of Ireland. Yeah,
you know. Did you mean Michael D?
That's Miguel the fella. Get the Miguel D. Higgins letter and they're sitting down and they're like, what's the secret to long life? And they go, well, I think it's 10 John Players and a couple of bottles of Guinness a day. And don't be worrying about it.
Yeah. They're probably the only two things that aren't on that list you mentioned. Turning around going, I stayed away from the rashers, the butter, the potatoes, no. But yeah. I got stuck into the cigarettes and the drink.
Because there was literally nothing left. How happy is that music?
How happy,
I tell you
something, right.
Madness are coming to Dunleary Pier. I can't wait.
Yeah, part of great concerts that are happening in Dunleary Pier.
There's a load going on, yeah.
On the Bank Holiday weekend.
Yeah,
you've got three open-air concerts announced for Dunleary Pier on the June Bank Holiday weekend. On one of the dates, 31st of May, you've got Deacon Blue, Basement Jacks and Stereo MCs. The 2nd of June, you've got Primal Scream, The Charlatans, The Fun Loving Criminals. But on the 1st of June, PJ's favourites take to the stage. Madness.
Yes.
And good support there as well. Lightning Seeds and Something Happens.
I mean, what a day out that's going to be. And we got tickets, of course, to that day. We got tickets to give away. What you're hearing in the background, of course, is the House of Fun.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're asking you this morning is, who is in the House of Fun?
Yeah.
So
simple,
we've got it's pretty simple, really, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got a little clip to play for you. It features two celebrities, okay? You just need to give us their names. We need the names of these two celebrities who are in the House of Fun. Have a listen.
I saw this fat worm. He's like, why would he have made that? At what point? He did all this in 7 days, you say. When did he do that's at the end. I reckon that's in the afternoon of the seventh day when he's like, I can't be arsed with this. Let's just make a little bit of a blob with a head on it. I mean, really weird looking stuff that you go, I don't know what it's doing in the world. In the end, they ate one.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be too tough, is it?
I think that's easy enough, really, yeah. So if you can tell us who either of them are.
Are you taking either one? Not even both? Ah, look at you generous old soul.
One or both? How about that? Both gives you an advantage, we'll put it that way. If you can tell us who they are in the House of Fun this morning, then we'll put you in the draw there to get the tickets. We've got 10 sets to give away, I think, don't we?
Yeah, we've got pairs every day this week for you to win for Madness, The Lightning Seeds and Something Happens, 1st of June at Dunleary Pier, one of three open-air summer concerts. Happening at Dunleary Pier on the June Bank Holiday weekend. So, if you know the answer, who were those celebrities in the House of Fun? 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Do you want another listen? Or?
Yeah, go on. It's just because
I saw this fat worm. He's like, why would he have made that? At what point? He did all this in 7 days, you say. When did he do that's at the end. I reckon that's in the afternoon of the seventh day when he's like, I can't be arsed with this. Let's just make a little bit of a blob with a head on it. I mean, really weird looking stuff that you go, I don't know what it's doing in the world. In the end, they ate one.
I love that.
It's a
laugh
very infectious
so much.
Laugh.
I love it so much.
Business.
Right, two celebrities in the House of Fun. Who are they for your chance to win those Madness tickets? 087-188-0008.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hip it. Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to the Hitbit. It is, of course, Double Money Monday, and the Hitbit is worth 1,600 quid, and it sounds exactly like this. And that's what you get. So there you go. We'd happily give the money away, of course. This is the best day to get it if you can get your hands on it. God, what's that about? Jared, where can you get your hand out there? Sounds like something out of a Looney Tunes cartoon. Anyway, Alan Trehy is in Dublin, and he's going to go first. How are you, Alan?
Morning, TJ.
Morning, Alan. How was your weekend? Did you have a good one?
Quite enough.
Good stuff. It's going to be... There's a lot of that going on. People don't seem to go bats anymore. At least people that don't get up at this time of the morning, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, what do you reckon, Alan? What do you think it is?
I think it might be Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Hey, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Right,
what do you
that's
reckon?
A biggie.
Come
yep.
on, the Bows.
Huge tune, all right. Alan, do you really need this cash, yeah?
I could do with it, yeah.
Like, are you just a poor boy from a poor family? Anyway, it's wrong, Alan. Sorry.
Oh, not a bad
unlucky
one, I think.
Alan. Unlucky indeed.
Right, oh, I thought he's gone already.
He's right. gone.
I'll see you, Alan. Have a good one anyway. So it's Richard. Richard in Limerick. Hiya, Richard.
Morning, Hassling.
Ah, morning, Richard. How was your weekend? What'd you get up to?
Got cutting trees down, so if anybody needs any firewood in County Limerick, I'm the place to...
Happy days.
There you go, Richard, providing firewood right at the start of the summer.
You're not our chainsaw man, are you, Richard?
Your chainsaw man? No,
yeah, we have a guy that texts in all the time, calls himself Chainsaw Man. It's not you, no?
No, that could be the lads that we're helping out, like, you know.
Oh, right.
Right, so Richard, let's try and give you a few quid. 1,600 euro this morning, what do you think it is?
I think it's Michael Bublé, It's a Beautiful Day.
Yay, right, Mr. Bublé.
Very appropriate.
Not a beautiful day for you today, Richard. I'm sorry, it's wrong.
Well, the sun is out, it's not bad.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. Listen, Richard, it was worth having a go.
It was.
Cheers. Keep at it. Take care of yourself.
Oh, yeah. I preferred your Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
You kind of came the wrong way round for you.
Nah,
didn't
I peaked too
soon. Peaked too soon. You did, yeah.
That's the secret. Right, so listen, if you can have a go at winning our cash, it'll still be 1,600 euro with Damien later on this afternoon.
It will be 1,600 quid. 20 to 5, you can have a go with Damien Farley, of course, in the Classic Hit Bit. And you can listen to it as many times as you like in classichits.ie.
Yeah, Dexys Midnight Runners. Come on, Eileen, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. What are you doing? Get it back over your own side. Get over your own side.
I'm trying to put up the volume on my ears. You know what I mean? So just there.
Have they gone funny on you?
No, they didn't. No, no. They went to just a little bit low. Or maybe my ears went a little bit over.
How's that? Is that any better?
Well, I don't know, because the song's going down as you're bringing the button up. Do you know the way that's it? Look. So there you go. Yeah, I think I'm laughing now. Yep.
I think you're happy.
As long as I can feel the echo in my head, I'm a happy boy. Yeah, that's great.
Well, I'm not happy now because now my machine thing won't play the thing that it was supposed to play.
Oh, no.
Unbelievable. Oh, absolutely unbelievable.
So what's the harm? What's the harm? By the way, are we giving out the tickets now? The Madness tickets? Or are we waiting for a minute?
No, what do we do? If you have somebody who's a winner.
I do, yeah. Valerie Shine in Limerick, well done. You knew that it was Carl Pilkington and Ricky Gervais that were talking or giggling away in the House of Fun this morning. So those Madness tickets are yours.
Good stuff.
I just keep saying Madness tickets, but of course Lightning Seeds the entire day.
Madness, the Lightning Seeds, something happens. They're all on the 1st of June. This is all part of the 3 open-air summer concerts that are announced for Dunleary Pier on the June Bank Holiday weekend. So if you go on the 31st of May, you can catch Deacon Blue, Basement Jack, Stereo MCs. If you go the 2nd, you can find, that's the 2nd of June, Primal Scream, The Charlatans and The Fun-Loving Criminals. And if you go for the one that we're giving away, it's the 1st of June, Madness, Lightning Seeds and Something Happens. And we've tickets to give away all this week. They're actually on sale at the moment, but we've tickets to give away all this week as well.
So there you go. So that's the crack there. By the way. Oh my God, here's that weird cough thing. Remember last week I was getting it?
Yeah.
I was getting that old. I'm getting that back now again. Whatever's going on with my head. So do you think you live in the posh gaff, Jim McCabe? I'd say you probably think you do. Because Jim McCabe strikes me as one of those lads who were like, well, he kind of decorate himself as a posh lad.
I'll tell you something. It drips off me, PJ. It absolutely drips off me.
I think, let's be honest, right? We all like posh things in our gaff. But if you have to sort of claim you're posh, you're most probably not posh, right?
Yeah.
And this etiquette expert, well, she's put together a bunch of items. And it is a bunch of stuff that if you have them in your house, it says your house is probably a bit of a posh gaff, right?
Right.
So this is the deal. So she has, top of the list is a smart TV. I think... You would struggle, to be quite honest, going around Ireland and finding a house that doesn't have a smart TV in it anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think you would, because most gaffs just have... A smart TV is sort of par for the course. And it's not like the days it used to be. Remember when the TV would cost you, I don't know, like a grand for something half decent? And it would take 5 men to carry it into the house because it was the size of a spaceship. But those days are gone.
The back of it was, you know...
Yeah, because I had this
huge
back.
Room for it.
Yeah, and if you had a really posh TV back then, you lost half the living space.
Yeah.
It was just so big. But now it's like nothing more than a screen. and you can get, like, you know, you get everything on it. So I think that's pretty normal. So I think I'm gonna call her out on that one and say no, right? That does not stand for a
posh. You don't have to be posh to have a smart TV.
No, I don't think so, right? And then according to the list as well, it has a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
I'd agree. Love one of them.
See, you want one.
I want one.
And you're not allowed one.
No, I'm not allowed to have one.
Yeah, you're not allowed. You've been given out to for even wanting one, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
See, there's something sort of fancy about a Dyson. There is.
Yeah, but it's just very good, isn't it?
Well, it depends which one you're after. Because I went in, I told you I didn't understand about Dysons.
Right.
Right, I didn't know which was good.
Do you have one?
I used to have one.
Ah, you see.
I don't anymore. Now
do you want one?
I wouldn't mind having it back
there,
now.
See.
Yeah. I lost it.
Right.
Yeah. But, I didn't lose it. You know what I mean? Oh, look, I'm not getting into politics of that. I remember going into Power City, right? I thought Dyson was just a new word for Hoover. I didn't realise it was as fancy as it is, right?
Yeah.
And I just said to her, your woman, I need to get a Dyson. And she goes, what one do you want? And I said, I just whatever the best one you have is. And she honestly looked, I think you don't really know what you are talking about. That's what she said.
Right.
And then she brought me over to the Dyson, showed me the price, and she was right, yeah?
Yeah.
So I left with something else.
You know the way kind of sometimes there used to be this thing that if you walked into a fancy clothes shop or something, or any place, you know, a shoe shop, a jewellery place, anything, you know.
Yeah.
And if you did this thing about if you have to ask the price, you can't afford it.
Remember
that was a thing.
That was a thing, yeah.
You've gotten to a stage now where literally sales assistants are looking at you going, trust me, you can't afford a Dyson. Yeah.
And I mean Power
go
City.
And, go and look at the...
go and look at the smart TVs. They're literally just over there.
Yeah.
And there's one over there.
You're not, sir.
Yeah.
You're not in the Dyson.
No, look,
range. You're
not a Dyson, man. There's a power... Yeah. There's a smart TV over there.
I can tell by the way you're dressed.
Yeah, it's 100 quid.
You couldn't have a Dyson.
And anyway, you walking out of here carrying a Dyson wearing that tracksuit. I mean, seriously, just bring the tone of the place down. So going on from there, right? So it has... And this is like... They say... vinyl records are now posh people's things, apparently.
Yeah. I would have said hipstery more than posh.
You see, it's all blending into the same thing.
And you know
now,
what the thing
it?
Of it is? Posh people who have vinyl records, do you know what's on those vinyl records?
Jazz.
Jazz.
Yeah. Jesus. Jazz, I'll never.
That's what it is, man.
It sounds like, it literally sounds
stick on
like
some Miles Davis there. Right?
It sounds like an airplane in turbulence. Jazz does. With a load of instruments just banging around in the plane, in their boxes. That's jazz. Like, it really does sound like somebody's...
Maybe you've only just heard the wrong end of jazz. Maybe you're
it's
only just hearing
the wrong
just
end of jazz. Jazz is literally the bum of music. It's the farting of music. It is the farting of music. Like, it doesn't even make sense. That's, like, it just... It's weird, random noises. But played by pompous lads with moustaches. It's bloody awful, is what it is. So there you go, jazz records. I take it back. It's absolutely, of course, that's posh house stuff.
Jazz is kind of the UB, for you, it's the UB40 of music.
It is, yeah, yeah.
Well, no, UB40 are the UB40 of music, but...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You have them on equal pegging.
I'd rather listen to the sound of a traffic jam than listen to jazz.
Right.
Like, it's absolutely... And iMac computers, like desktop Macs, I get that, yeah. That is kind of a posh thing, because most normal people get a laptop, you can bring it wherever you want.
Suppose, yeah.
You know what I mean? So then, Nutribullets. I've got a Nutribullet.
I've got one of them.
Oh, no, I don't. I've got a fake one. It's called the Skull Bullet or something like that. Yeah.
No, I have a Nutribullet, yeah, and it's very good. I do like it.
Yeah, yeah, I've got my...
I've managed the smart TV and the Nutribullet. I missed out on the Dyson.
You missed out now. Have you got a Samsonite suitcase?
I don't have any vinyl.
No.
I don't have a Samsonite, no.
A suitcase, like, not the briefcase. You know the way Samsonite make luggage now?
Yeah, no,
that's very posh,
I don't
apparently.
Have them.
Yeah. Then it has spiralizers. What? I don't even know what that is, so I can't say I have one of them. A wood burning stove makes it posh.
No, don't have one of them.
Mulberry bag. I don't even know what a Mulberry is.
Yeah.
Matching coasters. Don't have that.
Matching coasters, like for putting your tea on.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I have a few of them.
Oh, I don't have any of them. I normally just wipe the bottom of the cup on my jeans before I put it down on the table. I do.
Yeah. But do you know something? I actually think we could draw a line under this list of posh things after that comment, really.
Do you not do
just
that?
Just checking to see if PJ is posh. He just said he wipes his cup on his jeans.
Do you not do that? You get the cup and before you put it on the table...
Not on me jeans,
you
I
drag
don't.
It along your jeans and then you put it on the table, so that means the bum would leave a ring, no?
Yeah. Doesn't matter about the big tea stain all over your jeans.
It's only a streak. It goes up. It's only a little streak. It actually disappears if you wear them for a couple of days. It does.
The other dirt covers it up. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. It's gone. I did it there only 2 days ago. I'm look. It's gone. There's a bit of pizza now with sauce there. Look, there actually is a bit of pizza on me jeans from yesterday.
Oh, my God.
But see, you can't see the culprit.
PJ is a walking menu. You can tell what he's had that day based on what's on his
jeans. Well, you can't, actually, because the tea is gone. So there. Apparently, there's such a thing as a boiling water tap. Have you heard of that?
Oh, that's one of those really... Oh, there's. You see the ads for those. They're
never
super posh. It's like a tap where your normal tap is. But this one can actually give you boiling water, like literally boiling water, as well as normal water. That it's called a...
Jeez, I never heard of it.
The brand name on it. They do look... Is it called a cooker? No, it's not. I was going to say, is it called a cooker?
No, that...
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's definitely not what a cooker is.
No.
But having said that, an agar cooker is apparently a posh thing now. That's on the list.
Don't have one of them.
Smeg fridge is on the list.
No, that's the big American jobs.
Yeah,
isn't it?
You know them. You know
they
those fridges that can text you now. You know them ones.
Yeah.
You get a text from your fridge, you're running out of milk. That's unbelievable. Or you need butter.
That's
it tells you the weather, which is a crazy thing for a fridge to be able to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know, I'm not into it. To be honest with you.
So we didn't do great on the list. We started off okay with the smart TV and then we fell apart. As soon as we start messing around in the Dyson vacuum cleaners, it all went belly up,
to be
really,
honest,
didn't it?
Once you pointed out that you can tell how well my diet's gone by just looking at me trousers, kind of all lost the end of it there, didn't we?
Yeah. Oh, look, this is fantastic. Now my button doesn't work.
You know what else is the side of a posh gaff?
Great.
Buttons that do things.
Yeah. Not- Right. How comfortable are you talking for about another hour and a half?
Grand, yeah. I mean, as long as I get to talk to you, I'm happy enough about it. Yeah.
This is...
Is the button actually not working after we've just talked about posh things breaking in the house?
Literally, how many times have I pressed that button now? Ladies and gentlemen of Ireland, listen. That's me pressing the button there, right? But as you can see, nothing is happening. Now, I have two words for you. Andy Bad News. He's literally just been in, and now the button won't work.
Ah, tremendous. Listen, tremendous form.
Talk among yourselves.
No, do you know what I'll do now?
Oh, by the way,
I'll talk
point
you through
out,
me trousers,
I was right about that cooker thing. It is called a cooker. It's just spelt with a K, somebody just pointed out. That tap with the boiling water.
That can't be right. Yeah. That cannot be right.
I'm just, you just keep thinking of something there while I... I'll tell you. What happens if I... Hang on a second. Maybe if I press this one. Hey!
Oh, no. Hold on. I want to talk. I was just about to talk you through the trousers.
My mouse is working. But the stains on me trousers. My mouse is working.
You've ruined it now. You put on music.
Ah, sorry. Yeah, Robin S, Show Me Love here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 25 past 8. Somebody's texted in about you talking about a fridge that tells you what the weather's like. They want to know, would the fridge just always be telling you it's cold?
I was thinking that as well. It doesn't make a lot of sense, you know?
Yeah. Somebody, Greg in Ballinasloe, agrees with you about jazz. Says it sounds like a band falling down the stairs.
It does. It's absolute, honest to God. Who actually... Well, if anybody actually likes jazz,
and you,
please
and
let
you,
me know what you get
out. You a trumpeter and everything. Or whatever they
call
it.
Well, I'm such a terrible trumpeter, I'd actually be very good in jazz, I'd say.
I don't know, but the Bionic Rats, were they? I know they were ska band.
Reggae, yeah, they're brilliant.
Right, 087-188-0008. If you do want to get in touch, breakfast table quiz still to come. Your chance to win a couple of flights to Helsinki, no less. Oh, damn. Oh, my button! It's going to be like that all day.
It's going to be one of those mornings, I think.
Thank God I have me mouse. Crystal Waters, Gypsy Woman here at Classic Hits, 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. Good to have you along. 087-188-0008 as always to give us a shout, particularly if you want to take part in the breakfast table quiz. Nice prize. Trip to Finland, courtesy of Finnair, off to Helsinki, couple of nights stay. Pretty cool, actually, to be fair. That's a nice prize. I've never been to Helsinki.
Proper city break, yeah. Great place, yeah. Really unusual place to go to.
How long did you spend there when you were doing the Jake Stevens thing?
Oh, I think we were there for about 6 or 7 days, yeah. We were in Finland and then Heinola. Now, Helsinki is pretty deadly, right? It's a great city. Heinola, well, it's a bit like... It's kind of like Finland's Longford, I'd say. You know, like, it's grand. you know?
Yeah.
It's grand.
So what you're saying is if you're in Helsinki, you're in the right spot.
Yeah, you're in the right place in Helsinki now, to be honest.
Well, if you want to make it you, then 0871 88 0008. Have a go at the breakfast table quiz. Nothing to beat on a Monday. You can't possibly shame yourself on a Monday. You'll be top of the leaderboard no matter what.
No matter what happens. And you just heard Gypsy Woman there, the song. But before that was Robbie Williams singing Millennium. And believe it or not, he's come out and he's been talking about Angels. You know the song?
Exactly. The big one, the one that made him.
Yeah, yeah. The one that's been butchered a thousand times on reality TV. Like, remember at this one
and
stage?
Probably every wedding in
and
the world.
Every wedding,
Or, I don't know, a birthday gathering.
It's an unbelievable song because it must be a really hard song to sing. Yet it's one of those go-tos that everybody has a go at.
Yeah.
Like in the 80s growing up, I think it used to be, what do you want to make those days on me for? That was kind of, you know, there's a bit of that going on.
God, how old is that song?
But that's what I'm saying. I'm going back.
I mean, that's full roll out the barrel, isn't it?
It's not far off.
What do you want to make those eyes? That was your go-to song.
No, not mine. Not my song. I was only a kid. I was only a little fella. I'm just saying, when people grab the mic at a wedding or whatever,
they just see you as a little young fella.
As 11 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you want to make those eyes? Not my fault.
Your communion suit.
Yeah, won't you tell me what they say?
Oh yeah, he loves the classic. Does PJ? He loves the classics. Oh yeah, just give him a verse of "On the Streets Where You Live."
It's a man's world.
Yeah, a bit epic.
You all of them,
epic, anyway. Right,
what's new, pussycat? Whoa, me and all the other 12-year-olds.
People turning around to your folks going, how old is he again?
12,
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's still, He has a deep love of the classics, but don't mention jazz to him. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he gets very upset. He'll have a tantrum.
Right.
So, yeah, but before, anyway, yeah, nowadays people's go to sort of reach for a microphone, and it's that song, it's Angels. People sort of been banging that one out for years now.
Yeah.
And now Robbie Williams is saying he was inspired to sing that song because when he was a kid, he said he used to talk to dead people. He's gone full Sixth Sense.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He's saying, if I freaked my father out, he said, when I was 3 and 4 and 5, and he used to talk to people who were passed on. He said he used to have these lucid dreams, and he said he wouldn't call them ghosts, but he said he doesn't have them anymore, and he doesn't really know what it was. But he does say, I've seen things that I can't explain, and it's influenced my life, and it's influenced the path that I'm still constantly on. And the phenomena has been so constant, there hasn't been a moment in my life where I haven't been aware of the presence of something unseen.
Wow.
That's what he says. And that's what was the influence.
For angels.
Yeah, for angels, yeah. So there you go. So he thinks he's like the young lad out of Sixth Sense. Walking around chatting to dead people, yeah. Whereas I just thought I was an old soul singer from whatever, you know, or not even soul. I don't know what I'd be thinking.
Is that what used to happen to you? Is that why you ended up singing those songs? It was like Dean Martin would come to you in a dream. Or Perry Como or
Perry
something.
Perry Como, yeah.
Come
even though he
dream.
Was still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
He used to call, I used to see living people. I see living people.
Yeah.
We all do, son. Yeah, but they're not here.
Yeah. I see crooners.
I keep seeing
lounge singers. They just come to me in
cabaret
the night.
Cabaret singers and comedians in sparkly jackets doing mother-in-law jokes.
Yeah, I think it's the Rat Pack. Yeah. They were coming.
Sammy Davis Jr. and all. He's visiting me in my dreams. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat that puts a rhythm in.
Classic hits.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the ball. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So our prize this week, we're giving you the chance to win flights for two from Dublin to Helsinki with Finnair, along with a two-night stay in a superior room in Hotel Katajanica. Apologies if that's wrong. If somebody knows what the proper name of that hotel is, feel free to correct me. But I think it's Katajanica, Finland's leading boutique hotel. This is all with thanks to Finnair. You can fly the short northern route between Europe and Asia via Helsinki. And included in your prize as well, free public transport in the whole metropolitan area of Helsinki, free entry to all the major Helsinki museums and sites, plus gift certificates for a day's cruise from Helsinki to Tallinn in business class.
So there you go, yeah. So it's a pretty deadly prize now in the quiz this week.
And you can check it all out, finnair.co.uk, if you want to find out more about those... flights direct from Dublin to Helsinki, Finnair being the only ones that operate those flights, of course.
And it is Monday, so let's see what standard we set. Gillian Noonan in Cork is going to have a go. Hiya, Gillian.
Hi, PJ. How are you?
Not bad at all. How are you? Did you have a good weekend?
A lovely weekend. Lovely weekend with friends. Yeah, really good.
Ah, good stuff. Yeah, took it easy enough, I suppose.
No, I did an all-nighter. I haven't done one of those for a long time, so that was great.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're finally someone comes
Brilliant.
On and has a bit of honesty about it.
I suspect she might have tongue-in-cheek on that, but you never know. You never know.
No.
Listen, Gillian, it's great news that you're going to be top of the leaderboard no matter what, but obviously if you can set this standard nice and high, you could hang on in there till Friday and maybe scoop this trip to Helsinki. Have you ever
been? Never. I'd love to go to Finland. Yeah. No,
Sounds good.
No.
Sounds good. Yeah, RPJ gives it a big thumbs up.
Yeah,
anyway.
I love this. I thought it was a great city. Yeah.
Right, here we go.
Helsinki,
60 seconds to do the best you can. Best of luck. You ready, PJ?
I think so.
Let's do it.
The text abbreviation BTW stands for what three words?
By the way.
On the shore of what ocean is the Australian city of Sydney?
The Gold Coast.
Pacific, how many right angles does a rectangle have?
Four.
Yeah, what J is a term used to describe a baby marsupial?
Jack.
It's a Joey. The film White Men Can't Jump is based around what sport?
Baseball.
Basketball. What R is the name given to a small carpet?
A rug.
What type of vegetable is asparagus? Is it leaf or stem?
Leek.
It's stem. Which Irishman directed the films The Crying Game and Michael Collins?
No pass.
Neil Jordan. And what US city is the Brooklyn Bridge?
New York.
Yeah, in the Lonely Heart, in the Lonely Hearts column, what does the abbreviation GSOH stand for?
Great sense of humour.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Deborah Winger provided the voice of what alien in the Steven Spielberg movie?
Pass.
E.T., what I is a triangle that has two sides of equal length?
Isosceles.
What S is the name of, commonly given to a Dublin Bay prawn?
Pass.
Scampi, made famous by the Beatles album cover, Abbey Road is located in what city?
Liverpool.
It's London!
Yeah. Oh my God!
Yeah, it's London. Oh, fire! You got caught out by a couple there.
Right, how did we do? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct answers this time round.
Not so bad. A couple of tricky ones there, in fairness.
Yeah. Few that caught you out, all right, Gillian. But listen, have a good day. Thanks for having
a go
at it.
Thank you. You too.
Cheers.
Bye.
See you, Gillian. Take care. Bye.
Right, so it means that it's just a score of 6 to try and beat if you want to try and take these trips to Helsinki.
Yeah, there you go. Gillian might have done better if she wasn't out on a mad one. That's terrible. No, in fairness, 6 though. 7 or more the score to beat. Like Jim says, you could be on the way to Helsinki if you get them, and keep your fingers crossed for the rest of the week.
Absolutely. If you fancy having a bash at any stage, of course, 087 188 0008. Just let us know on WhatsApp and it could be you to play.